I am at the 2013 IFAJ Congress, but we're going to look ahead to 2014. I have with me Adrian Bell from United Kingdom. And Adrian, I understand you're co-chair for the 2014 IFAJ Congress.
That's right. We've been planning the Congress now for about 5 years, and having the Congress in Britain in 2014 is going to be really important to us. We're really proud to be able to think about all of the agriculture in Britain that we're going to be able to showcase to the world, and in particular Scotland, which is where the Congress is being focused.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of excitement for Scotland.
Absolutely. I mean, we've been lucky enough to hold the Congress in Britain for, this will be our sixth time, believe it or not. And Scotland obviously has a unique position in British agriculture. It's a very different type of agriculture up there. And there's a great deal of excitement amongst our Scottish members, many of whom are involved with the organisation, to ensure that our programme there, which is pretty much already in place, but our programme there really demonstrates the breadth and extent and importance of agriculture in the Scottish economy.
So why should an agricultural journalist come to the Congress?
I think they will see an agriculture like no other in Britain. With the pre- and post-Congress tours added in, they will see agriculture which ranges from the highly productive floodplains down in the south up to the uplands and the hill sheep and the cattle farming that goes on in the north and everything else in between. Mm-hmm. It's a fantastic showcase for British agriculture. British agriculture itself has a huge history of innovation. We think back to the 18th century revolution, the agricultural revolution, when we had a number of great people involved in British agriculture. And with Innovations from a Small Island, our theme for the 2014 Congress, we're really going to show that innovations are still coming out of English agriculture and Scottish agriculture and Welsh agriculture today.
Yeah. So will we have American interpreters for Scottish and British speakers?
Don't joke on it. We're working on a little presentation. The northeast of Scotland has a dialect all to itself, and it's known as Doric, and we'll be ensuring that everybody has a little translation guide to show them what Doric is all about.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Adrian Bell. He will be one of our co-chairs for 2014 IFAJ Congress. Hope you can make it there. And I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.